I want to take you on a trip right away. Say, Lord, I have eyes that see.
Lord, I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
You don't need your Bibles because you know this word already. Oh. You can rest with your Bible on your lap for the moment. But every one of you, I believe, knows the Lord's Prayer. And I woke up with a vision. It was confirmed when I was taking my shower this morning, so I know this is needing to be spoken. And to the degree that it needs to be spoken. Part of it is Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen. It's up to you, okay? So this morning, I am very aware of my sister's birthday. My sister is not with us in this realm anymore. She passed when she was 95, and her birthday was yesterday. And she would have been 97 now. And like your 102-year-old, really was crying out to God, why am I still here? And of course, I used to say to her, well, there's a purpose that you don't understand. Okay? So, I want to back this up to when she would have been in her 70s, and I'm in my 50s. And I've had two surgeries on my right knee. Dr. Trump has taken care of me. The surgeon is from the other end of Springfield, and a Jewish young man, very nice. The first surgery wasn't deep enough, so obviously they had to do it a second time, and I don't want to drag that out. That's not the focus. The focus is when God decides to work on you, it's not always what you think has been prepared to be a godly season. Sometimes it's a sometimes it's a very difficult season for you to wake up. So obviously after you've had surgery of this kind, they had to dig inside. They had to take out an infection that supposedly couldn't get in there except with some kind of a bug bite, but there was no bug bite. When your knee is the size of your waist, it's easy to see if you've been bitten because the skin is stretched to the max. So, I've had the surgery on Tuesday night. This is probably Thursday morning, 3-ish in the morning. And you know, when they give you these painkillers, your brain isn't really too good, okay? But it functions, but it's hairy, let's say it that way. So, I wake up, I know it's the Lord, because he says, take your Bible out. Well, my Bible is on the other side on a little table, so I stretch, and of course, stretching hurts. But I finally get to put my Bible in my lap, lift up the bed, put the light on. Holy Spirit, what do you want? He said, I want you to look at the word that you received back in June. This was September. So I opened up my Bible, and no different than today, in the front folder is all of the latest words that I've received, typed out, written out, whatever way they happen to be. So obviously I take out the word and I start reading and I start crying. Because it's saying, through the prophetic people that were praying over me, that my legs are bare, that I've got shorts on, but I'm walking on very sharp stones. And every step of my forward movement, I'm crying out, ouch, ouch. And I'm saying, thank you, Jesus, I don't understand. Thank you, Jesus, I don't understand. Thank you, Jesus, this doesn't make sense. But I'm going to praise you anyway. So, I read this and I said, Lord, how come I couldn't adjust and get some long pants on before September? And so, you know, God probably looks at me and says, yeah, yo, that's not really what I'm talking about, but my brain is in that corner.
Nope.
Because, you know, I'm under the drugs. I'm not normal. He doesn't want me normal because I probably wouldn't have obeyed. Anyway, he says to me, I want you to release your sister and forgive her. Well, in case you don't remember, I'm the 21st child.
Yeah.
So now, which sister? I got a bunch of them. Pick! Okay? And I see a snapshot in my head of my sister Gabriella. Or Gabrielle, there's no A on her name. I said, oh my God. So now I'm aware that when I'm born, she's 17 or 18 years old. So guess who had the burden of taking care of one more brat? It's her. Okay? She's got my other sister that she says she can't go to school anymore. She's 13. She's still alive. She's 94 now. Going to be 94. And so she had to quit school to take care of me. That's just the way things were. But the brunt of the responsibility of the family is on Gabrielle. Okay? She's got all the manure that goes on in that kitchen because her mother and my mother are the same person. And she's out there with my father, biological. And they're running three businesses. Okay? My father cannot read or write. He's good at numbers in his head, but she's the actual recorder of everything that needs to be done in finances. So without her, the rest of the family don't eat. I mean, that's kind of probably a bad way of saying it, but that's basically what he's confronted with. And guess what? You know, my sister has got all this going on, plus whatever else she's under. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to choose to release Gabrielle to you. And I set her free. And I began to pray in the spirit because I don't know what else to pray. So I said, Lord, wash her, set her free. Don't hold any sin against her. I really set her free from everything that was done from her to me, known or unknown. Okay? Because that's what you do. Because I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, the other part to the puzzle is this. My sister, you got to remember, I'm 50-something, 53 roughly, or 54. She's 17 or 18 years older than me, so that tells you about how old she is. All these years, I have never had a phone call from her. Not that I wanted one or needed one, but I never did, okay? I never got any kind of communication at any point from this particular sister. Other sisters had mediocre relationships with me. The older ones, yes, a little bit more, because they had more knowledge when I was born and they didn't have the responsibility of another brat, you know, ball baby, whoever, whatever I was called. So, you've got to remember, I have no relationship or zero relationship with this woman. She's got four children of her own. She's had a set of twins. She's had one son. Blah, blah, blah. I could go on. So, for the next 3 or 4 days, coming through the recovery of the surgery, are you definitely setting her free? Yes, Lord. And I would repeat, I set Gabby free. I ask you, hold no sin against her. I am telling you, Lord, she is all yours. Now, September goes by, October goes by, my birthday's November 7th. Undoubtedly, this is a very strange day for her, because she picked up the phone for the first time in her life at 67 or 9 or whatever. You add it up, okay? She's probably 70 at this point. Hi, she says, I'd like to say happy birthday. And I'm wondering who this is. And it's all in French, of course. She doesn't speak a word of English. And the tears are rolling out of my eyes because I'm remembering what happened in September. You see? Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Amen.
Whatever you release will be released. The heavenlies are operating. And most of us are thinking only about the flesh. We're only thinking about the earth or how good it feels or how ugly I've had a bad day. Don't touch me, I'm hurting today. And your confessions are killing you. Your mouth needs to change. It needs to have an eternal concept and an eternal revelation coming out of you so that you don't get caught by the earthly.
Amen.
Okay? You don't want to be caught and stay the way you are. You want to come out of it. So the phone call is so intense, and now the tears are flowing in me because I'm the one that's aware of what God has done. She's got a relationship to the Lord, and she does have a prayer life. Catholic in background, all that good stuff. So she's now dictating that I should be more involved with this and her patterns of life. How she survived. Okay? So I thanked her for her phone call. And we talked for quite a while. I don't believe we prayed. I don't remember that part. But December 5 is her birthday. Holy Spirit says, what are you going to do? You know, it's up to me now, okay? Choice, free will. I'm not going to bother. She really doesn't need another phone call. So anyway, finally, in the evening, I break down. I find her number, I call her. Oh, she says, this is the first time you've ever called me. And I want to say, but I didn't. So I wished her the best. I sang her a little song in French. And she's all about now talking about her family and the kids came over and all the good things that happened. But why am I saying this to you? I believe the Holy Spirit was saying that you have areas of your past that are unknown to you. Areas that you had, that things happened to you. Oh boy, okay. Just pray in the Spirit for a minute. Because I just heard an interjection. I can't tell you how long after that experience, but every year after that, she called me every year for my birthday. She never missed one. And I never missed calling back her on December 5. But I can remember one conference where we had one-to-one conversation. She had come to my house with one of her daughters or her son, I don't remember which. And she made a comment. And it was spoken from anger. And she said, you know, she says, our father was never smart enough to keep his private parts in his pants because this baby stuff was terrible. That's why I didn't want to talk about that. But the Holy Spirit said, you need to remember judgments are something that will have an effect. You see, my father didn't want me. That was an accident. It was ordained of God, but that was part of the deal. My mother didn't need me, even though she did love me. I'm not saying she didn't. She was biological. She was able to hold on to me for 9 months. They gave me away 3 times. But my sister was accusing my father of a natural plan of intercourse between a husband and a wife. That's what was being cursed by her comment, and it cut me. It cut something within me, because you see, I was the one that was being released into the earth, and she had enough work as it was. She had enough responsibilities, and one more level was more than she could handle. And I'm not criticizing her, but I am saying, watch those moments when you feel overloaded, when you feel an emotion that is going to drive you into saying something that you have no clue who you're hurting. You can't afford that anymore, because you're not of this earth. You are born again of the Spirit of God. You are part of the kingdom of the Most High. That's who you are.
Yes.
And you know, I talked to this young man yesterday. And he says, you know, if I can't talk about Jesus, I don't want to talk about anything.
Amen.
Okay? There's nothing worthwhile communicating. But you live in this realm, so you have to communicate in this realm. So what am I saying? There are areas where you have been bound, where you have been cursed, that you have no knowledge of, because people's opinions and their mouth have bound you into a place of vulnerability and rejection. Last week we talked about rejection, right? We talked about the strong man that operates there. What I'm trying to tell you is, unless Holy Spirit reveals to you where some of the stuff that has divided you from the purposes of God, and who did the work, whoever did the work, and they need to be forgiven, Holy Spirit's the only one that's going to reveal it to you. Mm-hmm. And if he has to drug you to do it, he will. And I'm not being funny. All right? That's what he chose to do. I would have chosen a nice revelation on a bright morning where everything was sweet and lovely, and it didn't happen. It happened in Bay State Medical Center when I'm drugged up and can't function, and now the word of the Lord comes. My pants did grow. My legs are now covered. Did I understand the spiritual language at the time? No. You see, I was listening to Dutch Sheets this morning, and he's repeating a dream, and I've got enough information now over the years of dreams and visions and words of knowledge and word scriptures and so on and so forth. I don't have to work at believing and receiving what he gets and what he downloads to us. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're alive after that one. Okay, here's what you're going to do now. You're going to take your right hand, and you're going to put it over your heart. And the left hand, just lift it up to the Lord and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Some of this is for me.
Some of this is for me.
Some of the revelations.
Some of the revelations.
That are hidden in time.
That are hidden in time.
Even in my past.
Even in my past.
Nothing is too hard for you, Lord.
Nothing is too hard for you, Lord.
I purpose to open the doors.
I purpose to open the doors.
The ancient doors.
The ancient doors.
That have kept me bound.
That have kept me bound.
That have kept me broken.
That have kept me broken.
Known or unknown.
Known or unknown.
Whoever these people are.
Whoever these people are.
In my past.
In my past.
I purpose to set them free.
I purpose to set them free.
Any judgments they passed against my Father,
I set them free.
I cover those words with the blood of Jesus. Any words that were spoken
about my biological mother,
any criticalness,
any critical words,
any condemning words that bound me and her
in any way,
I claim the blood, right now,
to wash me and
protect me.
No words and no curses
will continue to operate
with my permission.
I set them free.
Brothers
brothers and sisters, family members, nice members, relatives, family members, all of them, under the blood. And I forgive them.
And I forgive them
for their critical ways.
Fault-finding words.
That affected me. And may still have an effect. I set them free. And I forgive them.
And I forgive them.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
I'm under the blood.
I'm under the blood.
There's no more condemnation.
There's no more condemnation.
Romans 8:1.
Romans 8:1.
Guarantees I'm free.
I'm
part of the body of Christ.
This
is my heavenly family.
This is my heavenly family.
And they're not finding fault with me.
And they're not finding fault.
They're looking to see me free.
They're looking to see me free.
And I'm looking to be free.
And I'm looking to be free.
Whatever homework I need to do on this. Holy Spirit, I'm asking.
Holy Spirit,
for the grace.
For the grace.
To do it.
Do it.
Carry out whatever you need to take me to.
So that I can be healed.
This is not about what's going on with another person.
Or the pastor.
Or anyone else. It's about me and you, Lord.
I
want my heart free.
I want my emotions free.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
To rule and reign.
With authority.
Casting down imaginations. And making them obedient.
To the anointed one.
2 Corinthians 10. Verifies and confirms it.
One last comment.
Romans 5:9.
I
am justified in the courts of heaven. By the blood of Jesus Christ. And his finished work. Can you imagine what I'm going to be like? When I'm free like Jesus was. I'll be able to clean out the temple. Let it be a small whip, Lord.
Let it be small.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
And amen.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
So now I'll take praise reports or reflections or whatever the Lord wants to do. You guys are a little bit quiet. Yes, dear.
Plug.